And it's time to talk sport with Andre Leslie again. Hello, Andre.
Good morning, Fran.
First round of the AFL this weekend, notable for a fair number of upsets.
Yeah, it's interesting to note that of the six top teams from last season, four of them lost on this opening round. Now, you don't want to extrapolate too far, but that is a bit of a weird situation. Mm. Only Hawthorn and Richmond among the big guns got up. Otherwise, Collingwood lost, West Coast lost, Sydney lost, and Melbourne lost. And I think most notably, West Coast really got a thumping from the Brisbane Lions, lost 102-58. There's been a lot of hype around the Lions at the start of this season, and they scored 9 unanswered goals at one point in that game.
Wow. So that's good there's a lot of hype around the Lions, because there hasn't been a lot of hype around the Lions for a long time. So
no, I mean, Queensland AFL needs a bit of a boost, and it's also worth mentioning, I think, that the Gold Coast Suns came very close in their game against St Kilda. They went down 85-84. A real thriller. They've struggled, especially on the road, for a while. So let's hope that's an upturn for them for this season.
Okay. In the AFLW, however, it's at the business end of the season there and not so close. A bit of a blowout in the second preliminary final.
Yeah, it was. This was Adelaide Crows against the Geelong Cats. And as many people feared, Geelong were just not up to the task. Mm. It ended 11-7-73 to 1-1-7. That's the lowest ever AFLW score. And that's coming in a preliminary final. So not a good look for the competition there. There was a lot of conference system criticism this season. These two conferences, A and B, that saw the second place team from Conference B go through, Geelong, at the expense of North Melbourne, which was a very strong side. North Melbourne, to their credit, have not complained, but it looks like they probably should have played this match against Adelaide.
Scoreboard says it all. So we've got the grand final next weekend.
We do. That'll be at the Adelaide Oval against Carlton. Taylor Harris and her team did well to get past the controversy and get through against Fremantle.
So we've got Taylor Harris and her team and Aaron Phillips and her team. It's going to be a corker, I reckon. And in the NRL, Andre, the West Tigers go top of the ladder for the first time in their history. Is that right?
It is hard to believe, but you've got to remember that the West Tigers have only been around as a club since 2000. So, of course, the Tigers before that, the Balmain Tigers.
Yeah. A long stretch of it.
A very strong team. But since they've joined the competition, they've never been top of the table. Only two rounds in, of course. We shouldn't get too carried away. But they defeated the New Zealand Warriors 34-6, which is not only a clear win. The Warriors are a pretty good team. I like them. I think they've got a lot of good options. So Robbie Farah was the mastermind there and did very well for them. Otherwise, Western Sydney dominating in the rugby league at the moment. Parramatta Eels also 2-2 after thumping the Bulldogs 36-16. Two tries to Clinton Gutherson and Blake Ferguson had a great game for the Eels. So they're also up around the top of the table at the moment.
Well, under the cover of the football season, which is well underway now, the Australian cricketers have finally hit some form, eh?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. We waited all summer for it. Didn't really happen aside from against Sri Lanka, but they're over in the UAE at the moment and they've just won the second match of their 5-game series and they've done it in style. They've chased down 284, which is very similar to the first match. That's their 5th one-day international victory in a row and a career high score for captain Aaron Finch, 153 not out. He's really been struggling aside from the game before. He's finally hit some form, which is very good for the World Cup, which is just around the corner. A little bit of a downside though in the match, Jai Richardson, the young fast bowler, dislocated his right shoulder by landing very heavily on it in the outfield. We will wait to see whether he can make it to the World Cup. He's definitely out for the rest of the series. So that's a bit of a knock for the Aussie bowling stocks.
Okay. In tennis, a fair few Aussies still in the mix in the Miami Open.
That's right. Ash Barty is through to the round of 16 after defeating Sam Stosur. She will now play Kiki Bertens from the Netherlands. Ayla Tomljanovic lost to Annette Kontaveit, which is a bit of a shame for the Australians. But look, good chance for Ash Barty in this tournament. Serena Williams is out with a knee injury, and that means that there's a good chance to get through to the final and perhaps win it. On the men's side of the draw, Nick Kyrgios lost. He takes on Dušan Lajović of Serbia, and Jordan Thompson is also through to the round of 32. So some chances there for the Aussies to shine in Miami.
Okay, and just briefly, because this is your specialty, I know no A-League footy this weekend, but plenty of international action.
Yeah, no A-League footy and no Socceroos in action, because there's doesn't seem like there's enough money in the pot for the Socceroos. I think that's the reason, officially. But there's games across Europe for the Euro 2020 tournament that's coming up next year. Many results going the way you'd expect. Wins for Spain, England and Italy. But how about this? Croatia lost to Hungary. Croatia, of course, the World Cup finalists. And Israel beat Austria with one of the best long-distance goals you've ever seen. If you have a spare moment today online, look it up. It's an absolute cracker.
All right, Andre, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andre Leslie.